قاموا وتتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون. نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة، ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون، نزلا من غفور رحيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: احضروا موتاكم ولقنوهم لا إله إلا الله وبشروهم بالجنة، فإن الحليم من الرجال والنساء يتحير عند ذلك المصرع، وإن الشيطان أقرب ما يكون من ابن آدم من ذلك المصرع، كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected علماء كرام، ladies and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us in this world to worship Him, to recognize Him, to call towards Him, and to ultimately lead our life that will lead to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereby we will earn eternal success. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes what is true success in the Quran Kareem. He mentions, فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارُ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ. That a person who was saved from the fire of Jahannam and he was entered into the gardens of paradise, then indeed he is successful. So we understand that true success lies in Jannah. And the ticket to Jannah is Iman. So the greatest achievement of a believer is that he leaves this world with kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah with iman. And on the other side of the scale, the greatest achievement of the enemy of insan, shaitan, is to see to it that we leave this world without iman. And that is why I say shaitan has made it his life's object to see to it that insan leaves this world, or try to see to it that insan leaves this world without iman. When shaitan was kicked out of Jannah, a dialogue ensued between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah mentioned in the Quran, قَالَ فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. That shaitan told Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because you caused me to go astray, now I'm going to be sitting, waiting in ambush for your servants on your straight path. ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ إِيمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. Then I'm going to attack them from all sides, from the right and left, front and back, from above and beneath, from all sides, and you will find most of them to be ungrateful. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Adam alayhi salatu wasalam to this world with Hawa alayhi salam. And then when he sent shaitan together with them into this world, shaitan rejoiced and he celebrated. And he said that when I was able to deceive the parents, it will be easy for me to deceive the children. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of this in the Quran Kareem also. وَلَقَدْ صَدَّقَ عَلَيْهِمْ إِبْلِيسُ ظَنَّهُ فَاتَّبَعُوهُ إِلَّا فَرِيقًا مِّنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. That Iblis found his notions and his thoughts with regards to the people to be true. And many of the people followed him, except the group of believers. It means those people who have true iman, and they will not follow shaitan. So Iblis mentioned that so long as insan has ruh within him, he has a soul within him, I will not separate from him. And I will continue to try and deceive him with false hopes and false promises and try to get him to leave this world without iman. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, وَعِزَّتِي وَجَلَالِي, by my honor and my greatness, my majesty, لَا أَحْجُبُ عَنْهُ التَّوْبَةَ مَا لَمْ يُغَرْغِرْ بِالْمَوْتِ. And I will not close the doors of tawbah upon my servant so long as he does not reach the last stages of his life. وَلَا يَدْعُونِي إِلَّا أَجَبْتُهُ. And he will not call out to me except that I will respond to him. وَلَا يَسْأَلُنِي إِلَّا أَعْطَيْتُهُ. He will not ask of me except that I will give him. وَلَا يَسْتَغْفِرُنِي إِلَّا غَفَرْتُ لَهُ. And he will not ask of forgiveness for me except that I will forgive him. And even at the last stages of his life, my servant, my slave turns to me at that moment also. At that moment I will respond to him and give him whatever he is asking for. So we understand from these ayat that shaitan has made it his life object to try and deceive insan and get us to leave this world without kalima la ilaha illallah. And that from beginning to end he's not going to leave insan. And in fact, it is mentioned that at the end of a person's life, his attacks intensifies. That is why Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned, uhduru mawtakum, that be present when your people are passing away. وَلَقِّنُوهُمْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And encourage them and teach them la ilaha illallah, the words of the kalima at that moment. فَإِنَّ الْحَلِيمَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ وَالنِّسَاءِ يَتَحَيِّرُ عِنْدَ ذَلِكَ الْمَصْرَى. Because the most intelligent and wise people at that moment become extremely confused and perplexed. It is a very time for this person. وَبَشِّرُوهُمْ بِالْجَنَّةِ فَإِنَّ الْحَلِيمَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ وَالنِّسَاءِ يَتَحَيِّرُ عِنْدَ ذَلِكَ الْمَصْرَى. They become confused at this moment. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu mentioned, that uhduru mawtakum wadhakkiruhum, that be present when your people are passing away and remind them of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning remind them of kalima la ilaha illallah, fa innahum yaruna ma la tarun, because they can see what you cannot see. In another narration of his, he mentioned, فَإِنَّهُمْ يَرَوْنَ وَيُقَالُ لَهُمْ, that they are seeing things and things are being said to them. Perhaps you were, referring to the attacks and the whisperings of shaitan at that moment when he's trying to get the person to leave this world without iman. When a person is leaving this world, usually already insan has been created weak. خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. But now he's leaving this world, he's not in the right frame of mind. He's undergoing the pain of having his soul removed. At the same time, he's sick. He's not in his senses. And now he is being visited by an enemy and an army that is coming not even in its original form. It is coming in another form. A form that this person is, he's confused about it. It is mentioned, Allama Sha'arani rahimahullah mentions that when a person is about to pass away, two shayateen visit this person. One comes on the right, one on the left. The one on the right comes in the form of the father, the one on the left in the form of the mother. The one on the right comes and tells him that, oh my son, oh my child, I am your father, I loved you, I brought you up, I cared for you. Now I am here to advise you that you should choose the religion of the Christians. This is the true religion. The other one on the left comes and it advises that, I am your mother, I carried you in my stomach, I conceived you, I gave birth to you, I breastfed you, I had love for you. Now I am here to advise you to choose the religion of the Jews. This is the correct religion. Hazrat Imam Ghazali rahimahullah, he mentions that when a person is undergoing the pain of having his soul removed, he mentions such a time that when the intellect of great wise and intellectuals become completely useless at this time. He said such a time, Shaitan and his friends visit the person. And they come in the form of close friends. They come in the form of close relatives, pious people of the past. And they come to advise the person that, see, we have already traversed this valley of death. We have seen the ups and downs. We have now come to advise you on what is the correct course to take. And we are advising you that you should choose the religion of the Jews. This is the correct one. And if the person does not accept the message, another group comes in the form of other relatives and other friends and other pious people. And they give him advice that you should choose the religion of the Christians. This is the religion that came and abrogated the religion of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, meaning the Jewish religion. And this is the correct religion. And like this, they continue to put in front of this person the wrong belief and the wrong religion, the wrong belief of every other religion and every other way in front of this person to try and get him to leave this world without iman. And it is mentioned that if in Taqdeer it was written that this person was going to turn away from the true religion of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then at this moment in his life he falters and he loses his iman and he passes away with iman. Allah save us from this. So how important it is. So we understand that shaitan is not going to leave a person. And from beginning to end, he is going to try to get the person to leave this world without iman. And at the end, his efforts are going to be intensified. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he taught us in the Quran Kareem the dua for death on iman. Because a person will not be able to save himself from the plots and the tricks of shaitan until and unless the complete mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is directed towards him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us in the Quran, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدِ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً, that O our Rabb, do not deviate our hearts after you have granted us guidance. And grant us from your side that special mercy. The special mercy, this is what we are talking about, that the person needs at the time when he's going to leave this world, that special mercy that comes down from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that this person can go with kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. So however, so just on this topic, there are so many du'as. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا is a very famous dua. Together with this, there are other du'as for iman and for death on iman. So we should always be learning these things, teaching it to our children, teaching it to our communities. And in this day and age especially, on a daily basis, few times a day, we should be making dua for iman and for death on iman and for the preservation of iman. So that inshallah we leave this world with iman inshallah. Especially in this day and age when the attacks of shaitan has become so severe on insan that the ahadith of Rasulullah s.a.w. is coming out in front of our eyes, that the person yusbihu mu'minan wa yumsi kafira, the person will spend the morning as a believer, he will spend the evening as a disbeliever, and he will spend the evening as a disbeliever, by the morning he will be a kafir. Allah save and protect us. However, there are two categories of people who there are two categories of people who will be deprived of this special mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first category are the kuffar. They were already far away from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from before. So also now, at the end of their life, when they are passing away, they also far away from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, they are involved in different types of punishments and different types of trials and tribulations at this moment in their life. The other category, the other group of people who will be deprived of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those people who had iman, however they did not have istiqamah. So what do we mean by this? They did not have istiqamah. So this is also divided into two groups. People who had iman, however at the end of their life, they fall prey to the tricks of shaitan and they leave this world without iman. So Allah save us from this. This is the worst type. The second type are those people who had iman. However, at the time and when they're passing away, they also have iman. However, they led their life in such a way which showed that the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was not found in their life. What we call taqwa. And this is actually the soul of iman. If iman was a body, just like how the body has a ruh. So if iman is a body, then the soul of iman is taqwa. Without the soul, the body is useless. So just like how the body is useless without the soul, without taqwa, this iman is absolutely useless. So a person, he lived his life in this manner, away from the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, away from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not making effort for his deen, not preparing himself for akhirat, preparing himself for that meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rectifying his relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he's committing sins, he's not turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in tawbah, then such a person at the end of his life, he is also deprived of the special mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in that he leaves this world without the ability to recite kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. And this is a very, very dangerous thing for a believer, that he leaves this world without the ability to recite kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Every step of the way after this just becomes absolutely more difficult and more trying for this person. And there are many, many incidents in the distant past, in the recent past, where people have left this world without kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. It is mentioned of a businessman that he was always involved in the things of the dunya, worried about his business, not making his ibadat, not worried about preparing himself for akhirat. So at the time when he was passing away, they were giving him the talqeen. And then he was busy calculating with his tongue and counting with his fingers, and in this manner he passed away. He mentioned another person, he's in the marketplace and they're giving him the talqeen, they're trying to get him to read the kalima la ilaha illallah, and he's asking them, have you all fed my donkey the grass? Another person, he used to weigh for the people on the scales. For himself, he would weigh in full. But when it came to weighing for the people, he would not clean the weight of the scales. And this would lead to the customer getting less. So when he was passing away, they were giving him the talqeen, he could not recite. So they asked him, why are you not reciting? He said, see, I can hear you. I can listen to you. I can even understand what you are saying. I can speak to you. But whenever I am trying to recite the kalima, then the pins of the weight are coming and pressing down on my tongue and it's not allowing me to recite the kalima la ilaha illallah. It says, make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves me from this. Another person, they were trying to give him the talqeen. And as they're giving him the talqeen, he cannot recite. So they ask him, what is wrong? He said, I was a person who used to cause a lot of problems and hardships to my neighbors. Because of this, I am not able to recite the kalima to them. Another person, they were giving him the talqeen, he cannot recite. They ask him, on account of which sins are you not able to recite the kalima today? He said, I committed zina once in my life. This is becoming a barrier for me to recite the kalima today. So like this we understand, if a person led his life out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, far from the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not rectifying his relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not making effort for his deen, making effort for his akhirat, not following the sunnah and the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then such a person, unfortunately, at the end of his life, he is also deprived of the special mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in that he leaves this world without the ability to recite kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. And every step of the way after this becomes very, very difficult for this person. It is mentioned, when a sinful person is about to pass away and leave this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the angel, so my enemy, and bring his soul to me. I blessed him with different types of bounties in this world, and he continued to disobey me. Today bring him to me so that I can punish him. It is mentioned the angel of death comes in the most horrific form, in the form of a giant with 12 eyes, fiery. He carries with him a club and a hammer made from Jahannam with spikes from the fire of Jahannam, and a copper blade, and together with him 500 angels accompany him, all carrying live coals from the fire of Jahannam and whoops made from the fire of Jahannam. And then they approach this person, the angel of death whoops him, and it's mentioned the spikes of this hammer enters every vein and every nerve of this person. And then he wrenches it out with full force. Can we imagine the pain that this person will be going through? He falls and falls down unconscious. The 500 angels surround this person and they begin whooping him. And then they drag his soul from the toes to the ankles, from the ankles to the knees, from the knees to the hips. Like this, slowly, slowly, while whooping him and beating him and smashing him, they take out his soul slowly, slowly, so that his pain can be prolonged. And eventually the soul is dragged from the hips to the chest. And then the live coals of Jahannam are placed on his chest. The copper blade is placed on his neck. And then the angel of death rips out his soul from his body. Like how when you place a silken cloth over a thorny bush and you rip it out like that. Imagine how it tears out. He tears it out like this from the person's body. And he curses him when he's coming out. Come out, O cursed one. Fi samumi wa habim. Come out to the black smoke. And the boiling water and the boiling hot winds. Fi sabumi wa habim wa dhillim mi yahmum, and come out to the black cloudy smokes, wa la baridi wa la kareem, which are do not give shade, and they are not cool. Come out to the fire of Jahannam. It is mentioned that the soul comes out in a very, very terrible way, and then the soul is taken and placed into the qabr, where every step after this is going to be far more dangerous and far more difficult for him than the last. On the other hand, if a person was a true believer, he was a mu'min, he did not fall into kufr and shirk. He remained under the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He remained under the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He continued on deen. He made sacrifices for his deen. He made effort. If he happened to slip and fall, then he turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in tawbah. Then this such a person, at the time when he's going to pass away, then like a VIP, the special mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descend upon this person. The angels come descend upon this person. And in a very beautiful manner, this person's life is taken like a VIP. And he's granted the greatest success, that he's able to leave this world with kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. And Allah sees in the Quran Kareem, he mentions, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ, that verily those who said that our Rabb is Allah, meaning they brought Iman. But together with this, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, that they were steadfast. They did not deviate. They were steadfast on the Iman. They remained firm on the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallam. They continued making effort for deen and preparing themselves for the day when they were going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then at the end of their life, تَتَنَزَّلُوا عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ, the special mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will descend. The angels descend upon them when they are about to pass away. Allah تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا, they are given glad tidings, that do not fear, do not grieve, do not fear about what you are, where you are going, the road ahead. When a person is going on a journey, then all the time he is worried about the road ahead, what's going to be there, is there any dangers lying ahead. Don't fear, we have seen everything. We know the way also, we are going to be accompanying you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting for you. Allah تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا, do not grieve. Do not grieve about what? About what you are leaving behind. Usually a person is leaving on a journey, he's worried about his family, his loved and beloved ones. He's worried about all these things. So that, do not grieve. Just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking after you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to look after them as well. So all his fears are put to rest. وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ, they give him glad tidings of Jannat. الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ, what he was promised. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ, and now that you are going to Akhirat, in Jannat, whatever your heart desires, whatever your soul and your nafs desired, whatever you are asking for in this world, whatever you are waiting for and preparing for, now you are going to receive it in full. Nuzulam min Ghafurir Rahim. It is an entertainment from the side of Ghafurir Rahim, from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can imagine if the kings of this world have to get together to give a banquet and a party and an entertainment for the people, what type it will be. Yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that in Jannat, this is going to be entertainment from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. And in this manner, this person's life is taken away. It is mentioned when the person is about to pass away, a good person, a pious mu'min, and the shayateen have surrounded this person, and they're trying to get him to leave this world without iman. At that moment, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam comes down to this person, and tells him that, oh so and so, don't you recognize who I am? I am Jibreel. And these are your shayateen enemy. Do not listen to them. And stay firm on the sharia of Muhammad Rasulullah. And it gives him encouragement like this. It is mentioned that this person sees the spectacle of Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam at this moment. Such happiness overcomes him in his life that has never been experienced before. Sometimes this person is actually seen smiling because he's actually witnessing Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam coming to him. Hazrat Tamim Dari radiallahu anhu mentions that when a person, a pious believer, is about to leave this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the angel of death, go to so and so my friend and bring his life to me. I tried him and tested him in different ways and I found him just as I wanted him to be. Today bring him to me so that I can save him from the hardships of this world. Bring him to me so I can I can reward him. It's mentioned the angel of death comes to this person in a most beautiful form, as has never been experienced before. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show him the spectacle of death of a mu'min, it's mentioned that when he saw how the angel of death and the spectacle of death of a mu'min when he came to him, he mentioned that so beautiful this is that if there was no other reward for this person for bringing iman and doing good deeds for his whole life, except this reward, this will be sufficient as a reward for this person. So in such a beautiful form he comes to this person as has never been experienced before. And he comes with sweet musk wrapped in white silk, and he's accompanied by 500 angels, each of them carrying bouquets of flowers of sweet basil. Each flower a different color, each color a different fragrance. And they approach this person and they come to him. And the angel of death sits at the head side. The rest of the angels surround the body. And like this they begin massaging him and consoling him. And slowly, slowly they are starting to take out his soul. And a doorway and a gateway towards Jannah is opened towards him, where he can see the different sceneries, the different fineries, the different foods, the different clothing, the gardens, the trees of Jannah, the cities, whatever Jannah has to offer, all is exposed in front of this person. And then the Hura'een, the pure wives of the person, are paraded in front of him. It is mentioned that at that moment when the Hur see this person, when they see the person, they begin jumping for joy that our spouse is about to come to us now. And it's mentioned when this person is seeing the spectacle of Jannah in front of him, and he's seeing the Hura'een in front of him, then his soul begins to jump for joy and dance around in his body. At this moment it wants to come out and move on to the next place. And in this manner, in a very beautiful manner, while massaging him and giving him glad tidings, they take out his body, they say like how a hair is removed from a piece of dough. How it slips out, just like this, it comes out. And in a very beautiful manner, his life is taken. And the angel of death treats him like how a mother will treat a child, even more gentle than this. Because the angel of death knows that this is the favorite of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if I'm going to treat him favorably, treat me favorably as well. And in this manner, with this glad tidings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran Kareem, الَّذِينَ تَتَوَفَّاهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ طَيِّبِينَ, that those pure souls whom the angels come to take their lives, يَقُولُونَ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ, at that moment when they're taking their lives, they tell them, سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ, peace be to you today. اُدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ, enter Jannah today because of what you used to do in this world. You prepared yourself, now you enter the gardens. فَأَمَّا إِنْ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ, and if the person was from the close servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَرَوْحُ وَرَيْحَانُ وَجَنَّةُ نَعِيمُ, the person is going to receive pure rizq, comfort, and gardens of eternity, gardens of bliss from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this manner, the person's life is taken. It is mentioned when his soul is taken out, then there's not much time to go into too much of detail. When his soul is taken out, then the soul turns to the body and tells the body that Allah bless you, Allah reward you, because of you I am being rewarded today. The body tells the soul, no, it is because of you that I am being rewarded today. And then the body is taken to where we give the ghusl. And just like how we are giving the ghusl, the angels gather to give the ghusl for this person. When the people are turning the body, the angels are already turning the body before him. When they are perfuming the body, the angels have already perfumed the body before him. When they are putting the kafan on the body, the angels have already put the kafan on the body before him. And just like how he is carried to the graveyard, the angels also make rows to carry that body all the way to the graveyard, all the time making dua of maghfirat for this person. And in the meantime, the soul is taken into the heavens, where it is granted an istiqbal and a welcoming from the side of Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam and 70,000 angels. Each angel is giving him a glad tiding of a different favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then after this, the soul goes beyond that and goes under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The soul goes into sajda in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I am pleased with the soul. Take the soul, fi sidri makhdood, to the thornless low trees. Sidri makhdood, and to the layers of banana trees. Wadilli mamdood, to the cool spreading shades. And like this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described, take the soul to the gardens of Jannah. And then the soul is taken and brought back down to join the body in the grave. Where every stage after this is going to be just more magnificent and more magical than the last. Respected elders and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us in this world a very, very short while where we need to prepare ourselves. Alif lami ma hasib al nas ayyutraku ayyakulu amanna wa hum la yuftanun. Do the people think that it is going to be left to say amanna, we believe, and they're not going to be tested? Afa hasibtum annama khalaqnakum abata wa annakum ilayna la turja'un. Do you think that you are created for no reason and you're going to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah mentioned clearly that our sole purpose in this world came to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to rectify our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to prepare ourselves for the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make effort for His deen, to prepare the rest of the world also. And Sahaba radiallahu anhum were asked, well, what have you come for? For what reason have you come? He said, لِنُخْرِجَ الْعِبَادِ مِنْ عِبَادَةِ الْعِبَادِ إِلَىٰ عِبَادَةِ رَبِّ الْعِبَادِ. We have come for one purpose, to join the creation from the worship, to remove the creation from the worship of creation to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah created life and death just to test us, to see who is going to excel in fulfilling the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us in this world for the short while to prepare for this meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to prepare the rest of the world also for this meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that each and every person can go with the special mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and every person can go with La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. For this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not leave us yateem. He did not leave us poverty stricken. إِنَّ لَكُمْ فِي الدَّهْرِ نَفَحَاتٍ عَلَىٰ فَتَعَرَّضُوا لَهَا. Allah says that in different moments in time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to give different breezes and winds of hidayat. But Allah says, فَتَعَرَّضُوا لَهَا. Avail yourself to this. Become available to this. So how we have our masajid, our madaris, the khanqas, the efforts of the jamaats are taking place. And especially now, in a few weeks' time, it's happening inshallah in our province, in Durban, where the annual ijtima will be taking place. These are all opportunities Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is blessing us with for us to avail ourselves. The entire province, thousands of people will be gathering for this one purpose only, that how iman can come alive in the world, how each and every person can come onto the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how each and every person can save themselves from the fire of Jahannam. So inshallah, we should be present. We should also be calling others towards this. Imagine we call someone and that person's hidayat was in that gathering, inshallah. For the rest of our life, our akhirat is made also. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a short while for us to prepare for this, inshallah. But if we bring our life in accordance to this, then that special mercy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about, that will be for us. And what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said will also be for us, that death is just a bridge that joins the lover to the beloved. Let Allah grant us tawfiq to make amal wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.